say anything about corn now that we're recording?
No.
Okay.
But before we go too far, we do need to, you're going to stay secretary. We need to appoint an acting chair for the meeting.
Okay.
All right, I'll be glad.
One.
Let me set up in this computer.
Okay, let's do this formally. So we've got Judy with the motion. Second.
I second.
I accept.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Ryan is still running.
Oh.
I mean, if you want to run,
that's a lot of anti-clock.
Okay, the approval of the January minutes from the January 9th meeting, I did not have any problems with them.
No.
Okay, I make a motion we approve the minutes.
Second.
Of the January 9th. All in favor?
Aye.
I'll get there eventually. Public comment.
Everybody's here.
There is no other public.
Any private comment?
Any private, yes. So items for discussion, airport construction projects.
So we had a late handout, the McClure Master Agreement. This is our 5-year engineering services agreement with McClure. You guys went through the process and we had a couple of late minute language adjustments we needed to take care of, but we got those done. So I am asking the airport commission to approve the agreement.
I assume they're just like
Lauren's got changes
or were there like odd changes? Or like
just to line up kind of the city standards for contract, how we deal with liability and
sure.
Okay, so I propose a resolution approving this master agreement for professional services with McClure Engineering.
Second. Roll call.
Warren, I.
Judy.
Aye.
Ryan, I.
Oh. 2000.
Runway 1230 display threshold and relocation. We are moving ahead with getting the temporary reels in on the runway 30, but that's going to take a couple of months from the manufacturer.
Really?
Yes, because it's never quick. So we're looking at the March timeline for that to happen. We are trying to get the FAA to flight check the rest of the stuff. In the meantime, they still have not responded with any type of dates of that operation. So that's kind of where that process
and
is.
Would that include the VASI then?
That would be for the 2.5 reels and hopefully the Papillon 30. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Solar power project, we're just doing a little bit of cleanup on final punch list items and the system's up and running, the monitoring system's up and running. So I was hoping to have things ready to do a final acceptance at the meeting tonight, but we didn't quite get there. So look for that to happen next month. Iowa DOT grant projects, the state just issued at 4:44 tonight the call letter for the spring grant application process. Those are going to be due at 4:00 on May 15th. It doesn't look like there's anything special in the call letter, but that's an awareness thing. So we'll need to spend some time probably next month talking about what we're doing and probably into April and get that sorted out. But that's all I have for DOT projects.
The airport operation, budget.
Budget, we've been through our budget process. Everything with the city council went pretty well. No comments were had in terms of the airport. I think they all were struggling with just the general levy stuff and priorities of the city council and trying to get those funded in general, much like all cities are across the state. But otherwise, at least as far as our part of the budget process, we're good to go. Management, the culmination of, I don't know what it's been, 3 years, 4 years of conversations with the Iowa National Guard. We are finally now ready to approve a ground lease with the state of Iowa, the Army National Guard is going to take over the Army Reserve Center and kind of maintain that building through the rest of the government's lease, which is 36 years now, 37 years. The ground lease does give them a little bit more of a ring around the current fenced area. It gives them about another 50 feet on each side. And then we have a mutual shared drive on the north that we're going to protect, essentially. So they have also access to the backside through there. The lease itself, the first year of the lease is $9,500. First 2 years of the lease is $9,500. Then it gets reevaluated and then goes on a CPI later every 5 years after that.
So they're responsible for like doing the snow removal?
Yeah, they're responsible for that.
So they won't be using the things from ours?
No.
I noticed there's, I read through the legalese just a little bit. It's kind of funny. There's a paragraph that we promised to not make too much noise or something. Peace and quiet. What was that called?
How do you
do that? Quiet enjoyment.
Quiet enjoyment.
Yeah.
How can you?
So we promise not to disturb them.
They can probably make.
I guess, is that like a standard feature of these things? It is.
So we can do movie nights as long as it's not loud movie nights. We can.
There's no amount of noise comparable to the OPL jets and stuff.
The jets, yeah.
That would be quite an enjoyment.
Okay.
So are you going to open a public hearing?
Yes, you open the public hearing. If there were any members of the public that wish to comment, now would be the time to comment.
So if not, I'll close the public hearing.
No.
And I will make a motion that we approve a resolution approving ground lease between the Iowa City Airport Commission and the Iowa Armory Board.
I'll second it. Roll call. Warren.
Hi.
Judy.
Hi.
Ryan is an I as well. Next one's the FBO agreement. Not ashamed to say it.
Is this new agreement because we have the solar power?
Yes.
No,
I've got it right here somewhere. It's going to sort the papers out again. There it is.
Okay.
That's what I'm after the solar array and we got our first bill from MidAm, so I kind of know how that looks. Matt and I talked about how to deal with the utility bill for essentially building D, and the easiest way that we figured out is we're going to pay the utility bill directly, and then Jenner's rent is going to increase by a factor of $300 a month, and that'll cover what we projected to have for utility bills for the year.
That's right, I can hold this one. Sorry, okay. I'd like to make a resolution amending the fixed base operators agreement. Don't read the whole thing.
Okay.
Nice. Roll call. Warren.
Hi.
Judy.
Hi.
Ryan. Hi. That is the FBO
Draft annual report was tossed into the packet. Looks pretty similar. I've plagiarized myself too many times over the years. I will freely admit it.
It reads very well. Fine.
Generally, you know, once we accept it at the commission level, we give this to the city council, and typically the chair and the secretary will go say hi and spend 5 minutes just kind of going over the executive summary. But if there are any comments on it, feel free to read through and give them back. If there's any grammatical errors that I missed.
I think you rang really well.
Yeah.
To say that. So many people do not write, but you do.
I appreciate that. Sometimes I don't feel like I do.
No, it's very well.
I also really like the letter you sent to hangar of resources.
Yeah.
It was really well written.
Agreed on those.
So I guess if there's no comments on this, I can finalize it, and I do not have a council schedule with me, but usually the second and fourth Tuesday, is that right?
Yeah, but there's a meeting next week, and then there's just one in March.
Yeah, so I will figure out the March meeting and maybe try to target that one. Usually when it's one meeting in a month, they have a tentative packet on, so we might just hold it off until April. Lighten the load a little bit. So you have some time if you do find any last minute comments. events, I have populated the events category with everything we had planned so far. Summer of the Arts movie dates are out there. Young Eagles is still pending. I did get made kind of partial contact. We've been trading voicemails, but they threw out, and I think it was August 6th for the Young Eagles, and I'm gonna try to maybe pull that into like June or July.
Are they gonna come up with a way of having so people are canceling and then there's people waiting who couldn't get in?
I don't know. I will bring that up.
That seems like they're losing.
Yeah, I agree. I have that as part of the topic of conversation. I don't know how far I'll get, but we'll at least bring it up to see if there's something that can be done differently. Pancake breakfast at the end of August, autocross events, the special one of the summer, thanks to Matt and Jair and the EAA chapter, kind of reaching out to Matt. They're going to bring the Ford Tri-Motor and the B-25 airplane down here in April. Have a nice little event down here for that. So that's the events.
FEO?
Yeah. We've been plowing snow a little bit, but it's actually we've been really fortunate. All winter, this has been pretty straightforward. Actually, we had the guys repaint the break room because we didn't have snow, stuff like that. So they repainted that. It was all getting trap sheet and stuff like that. And they did touch up their paintwork because they weren't hired to be painters. They did that. We did get the second brush for the tractor, and we didn't get it until February 1st. But we were fortunate; we didn't get it that bad. We did brush a lot this winter so far, just because it was a lot of light snows, small snows, whatever. But today we had them both out operating at the same time, and it worked really good. So we were able to use that. I think this round we're done now plowing and then all the T's and everything. So while that's done, on that, the shops are really busy. Activity this time of year is a lot slower just because of the weather and stuff like that, for training and for traffic. But yeah, that's pretty much it. All right. Any questions on it? Nope. All right.
Thanks,
Matt.
Mission members reports. I don't have any. Well, I guess the grass run, we need a roller, right?
We're going to need a roller. We're going to need to go ahead and mark out the area that it's going to be. I think it's probably the best way to do it. What those markings look like, I don't know yet.
I'll ask around about rollers. If not to acquire one, but to figure out what everybody's using, to then go and figure that one out.
It doesn't have to be super big.
No.
Fill it up with water.
Yeah.
Attach it to a tractor and roll it.
Yeah.
But of course, comes to shove, we can rent one.
Oh, sure.
I mean, if we can get one for free, it's obviously.
Yeah.
Arrow Rental has, that's only a 600-pound one. You can rent one that 600-pound one for $25 a day. $75 a week, but that's it. I don't know if that's quite heavy enough. Well, we have the farm. We had grass running on our farm, and it was concrete filled.
And
metal outside, and it worked pretty good.
Yeah.
It was heavy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all I was.
But if you want to spearhead kind of the committee to making the grass run,
roller committee.
Yeah.
The grass. You start laying out there and rut it.
Yep.
I can check with Mont Pleasant on
what I have to run. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All the month.
Yeah, thank you.
Something you probably do need to think about a little bit. See if it's going to be spring there before long.
Yeah, if you're, there's a small window of opportunity, but I don't know, if you're able to maybe May or
depends on the year, yeah.
Well, for yourself. Anybody else? Staff report?
Staff report, I rather than trying to remember all of the random events over the course of the year, I think I'm going to do the staff report. I gave legislative sessions coming up in a couple of weeks. That's where the airport's group kind of points and dines however many legislators show up and we talk about airport issues and how the state legislature can help airports. And then the state aviation conference this year is being hosted in Okoboji by a group of smaller airports in the area. That is April 15th to 17th, and then the Four States Conference. Those dates were just released, and that's going to be August 20th through 22nd. And if anybody's interested in going to any of that stuff, you're welcome to. Just let me know, especially for the conference side of things, so we can make sure we get you registered.
With all of the meetings that you go to during the regular weeks, like when you go to the city for meetings and all of that, you just put a sign on your door or set something up saying at a meeting. It might be helpful for people coming in looking for you.
I mean, can the front office, know.
Okay.
Yeah, like when I'm out of the office, I let Matt try to do a good job of letting people here, like,
okay.
Know I'm out of the office, either temporary or for the day.
Because these are really good on letting us know.
Yeah. So, yeah, internally, people know what if I'm around or not.
Okay. You said about letting us know all of these other things, so appreciate that.
Well, the next regular meeting would be March the 13th, and I'm looking because I have no idea what day that is. March
13th.
And just a heads up, March 13th is when we invited everybody to comment on the hangar leases.
Yes.
Okay. So
I will,
if there are anybody that wants to comment and come to the meeting.
I'm planning on being here. At this point, I have cataract surgery on one eye on March 4th and the other eye on March 14th. But if that gets shifted, I'm out of it.
Piece of cake.
Good to know.
It's still scary.
That's so scary. I thought it was nice.
I mean, you're pretty much awake.
Depends on the anesthesia. That's quite awake for the first
time. Okay.
Red light, and all of a sudden I got blurry.
Yeah, but when they go through the list of all the possible problems, and we might need a surgeon to bump this.
Oh, well. Yes, and you can.
Yeah.
Other than that,
little things.
Walking down the street.
Yeah.
Nobody's super laser beam at you going down the sidewalk, so.
So,
I guess I'll make a motion to
be here then next time, hopefully.
I would second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.